Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it is the first day of minicamp out here on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium, also known as Tebow Tuesday. The Patriots officially announced they signed quarterback Tim Tebow, but we have some other observations that we'd like to get to, including two of his former teammates when he was at the University of Florida, Brandon Spikes and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I didn't really see any of them. I really only saw one guy out there, but no, you're right. There are 90 players on the roster, and most of them were actually out there. So, yeah. With Spikes, he, as we all know, missed all of OTAs. He did not come for OTAs. This is a mandatory camp, so he's here now. He didn't participate in the entirety of practice, but you know, he's in an interesting situation in a contract year. His first 3 years with the Patriots have been so-so. He's shown some flashes. He's also missed a lot of time with injuries and a suspension. A very key guy in the linebacking core, but a key guy personally with what's coming up in his career. So it was curious that he wasn't here for all of OTAs, but I know he did talk a little bit about that.
He was asked about his absence during OTAs, and he said that, you know, he was training in Florida. He was going where he thought was the best place for him to get better to help this team win. And then he was also asked about his contract entering that final year of his contract. Was he upset about not getting a contract extension? He didn't answer any of those questions by the media and said he's feeling good. So we'll see how these next few days pan out for him.
Yeah, he'll still be an interesting guy to watch for once training camp comes around.
Right. And then Aaron Hernandez, someone else who has kind of been question marks around his injury or health status, who we were in on that one as well.
Yeah, and he participated in OTAs here and there, and it seemed like he's been ramping up his participation level up to today. And obviously with Rob Gronkowski out, and as we know, he probably won't be available at the start of training camp, it does put some pressure on Hernandez, and he even acknowledged that, saying, yeah, there's pressure on him, pressure on everybody to pick up the slack when someone is out. And we've seen over the 3 years that Gronk and Hernandez have been around, they've both dealt with injuries. It's a matter of, you know, are they going to happen at the same time? Will they both be around? Will they both be available at the same time? So Hernandez, to me, looks pretty good. I feel like these next 6 weeks, he will get himself into tip-top shape and be ready to go for training camp. But, you know, he's an interesting guy as well. And it's all Florida. All Florida Gators all the time out here, especially on this day.
I know. Well, while we're talking tight ends, I just want to say that Zach Sudfeld, the rookie free agent, was out there getting a lot of reps. I don't want people to forget about him because I think that he will have a spot on this team after training camp's over.
So. Yeah, he's a guy that I had my eye on back in rookie camp. And I think there's an opportunity for him. He had some production last year at Nevada, and you know, a lot of eyes on the tight end position because, you know, on this team, they're probably not just going to keep two or three guys. They'll keep four, maybe even five, so there's opportunities there.
So he was definitely looking good out there, catching some of those passes up the middle. So, well, that will wrap it up for our first mini-camp practice report, and we will see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.